B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
We're all going to be self-quarantined at least until April 30th. I think it's going to go longer than that, but we'll see. For at least another month. And now people are starting to get a little bit restless. Leroy, what did you do? You said that you had really, really random thoughts the other day. You're so bored.
Oh, last night when it was thunder and lightning. I don't know, right? This is just random. I thought...
Now, mind you, wait. Leroy lives in Dorchester, and he doesn't have a motorcycle. Go ahead.
I thought, what do people who ride on motorcycles, like if they're going through like the Plain States, Middle America or something, what do they do when a thunderstorm and lightning shows up out the blue?
Yeah, like they where do they go? On the road. They can't go under a bridge.
Right, there's nothing. What do you do?
Leroy has stray thoughts. Leroy's like, when he's sober and bored, he might as well be like, you know, when people have those high thoughts when they're like, why do you drive in a park when park in a driveway, things like that. And Melissa, during her quarantine, is paying people to cook for her. So if you're a good cook, send Melissa your menu. She might pay you for it.
Ned, $20. I got a tray of lasagna from my girl Michelle. $20. It's literally going to last me for probably 5 days.
And she had the. So how did you do the transaction if you weren't really allowed to?
Venmo.
Okay.
Yes. So I have a friend who's addicted to those e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
And they're banned.
Listen to this connection.
The flavored ones are banned in Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And she lives in Taunton, so she pays me to go to New Hampshire to get her menthol Juul e-cigarettes.
Yep.
So she paid me the $50, and so I went up there to get them, and then I drove all the way to Taunton. Now, our other friend, Michelle, the one that made the lasagna, also lives in Taunton.
Yep.
So I said, well, I'm coming down there. I might as well get a tray of lasagna for a few days. So Marianne paid me $50 to get the e-cigarettes. I paid Michelle the $20 to get the lasagna.
Yeah.
I dropped off the e-cigarettes. I went, picked up the tray of lasagna. She didn't even have to touch me. She left them out in her driveway. I picked them up, sprayed it down with the sanitizer, brought it home. I've had 3 slices already.
Look at that. And they said the economy's dead. look at this.
She said she's been making trays of like macaroni and cheese and stuff for friends all week long.
I'm
so
telling
I was like,
you.
Hey,
listen,
next thing, I want like a request next time. I want like chicken parm.
I'm telling you, if you're a cooker and you have a lot of friends out there who aren't cookers and they're stuck home alone.
Yes.
Put out a menu on your Facebook page, and
it's
I guarantee
perfect.
You're going to be making some money.
Absolutely. You don't have to have any contact.
Yeah, especially if your friend is Melissa Iannuzzo. She will most definitely. She'll hit you up and be like, can you throw some lemon pepper on those wings? I got my wife watching the Marvel Cinematic Universe from all the way from the first movie all the way to the end. I love it. Gosh. We're watching it in order. So far we did Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, and we are now on Thor 1. I love this. And it was her idea. Yes,
Lord. I have one more thing to admit. I don't know why, but I've started to watch Desperate Housewives.
What?
Okay. Oh,
Desperate Housewives.
I just got stuck on it.
You really are bored.
You're a black man. That's great the last show you should be watching.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.